Thanks for doing this again.
No problem.
So,
how was everyone's Christmas?
Good. Fantastic.
How about yourself?
It was good. It was really good. Thank you.
How's Notre Dame going to beat Alabama, first of all?
Well, I think they got to play good defense like they have all year. But, you know, combined with that, I think they got to continue to run the football like they have. And then I think their quarterback's going to be able to make some plays, either with his feet or some, you know, big plays downfield, you know, once Alabama has to start putting an extra guy in the box for the running game.
You know, it was pretty annoying here with all these Notre Dame guys here in Denver, yourself and Kyle and David. Now it's just David. Do you feel bad for him that he's getting picked on here?
No, I hope he's not getting picked on. I mean, why should a guy, you know, be getting picked on when his team's playing the national championship game? So,
hey, Brady, taking a peek at the AFC playoff tourney, what do you think about it? The six teams in it.
I mean, look, you got a lot of good teams up at the top right now. You know, I think, you know, and obviously the team we're playing, you know, this week is one of them. And it'll be interesting to see how things play out. I mean, you know, our focus right now is just on Denver and what they bring to the table, which is a whole lot. You know, again, obviously you have to worry about their pass rush. And I think in the secondary they do a great job, you know, covering down on guys. So, you know, we've got our hands full this week.
Brady, speaking of that pass rush, you practice obviously against Vaughn last year and Elvis. And on tape, do they look like, and remember in the earlier meeting, do they look like they've improved and play off each other?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think anytime you have two prolific guys off the edge like that, they're going to be able to play off one another and challenge each other and compete with one another as far as, you know, who has so many sacks and all that. So I know those guys are going to be amped up, you know, as they always are each game.
Well, there's a lot of buzz just around the league about you guys rushing for 352 and not being able to win. What kind of describe what happened in that game as far as inability to come away with a W?
Well, I think, you know, the key statistic as far as determining wins and losses is turnovers. You know, we had three turnovers, and you can't ever do that in a game. Expect to come away with a win. You know, unfortunately for us, you know, two of those were in the red zone, and then one ended up in 7 points for the other team. So we're taking away points on the board for us, and obviously giving them points on the other turnover. So I think that's a key for us every week is, you know, being able to not turn the football over, continually to do the things we do in the run game and executing things better in the passing game.
Have you been beating yourself up about that this week, or have you been able to move on okay?
No, I think you got to move on. You know, you're going to have your good bads and your good days and your bad days, and I think, unfortunately, you know, when those bad days come on a game, you just got to try to find a way to making it work and making things happen. And if you don't, and you end up with a loss, you got to find some things to help improve off of and move on.
What you got thoughts on the MVP race? It seems like it's between Peterson and Manny.
Yeah, I mean, it would be tough to say, you know, which. I think, obviously, you know, given what Peyton's gone through in the past, you know, 18 months or whatever it's been for him, you know, it'd be tough not to give it to him. But, you know, you can say the same thing for Adrian coming off of an injury and the way he's continued to lead his team. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad I don't have to vote for that because, you know, you got two tremendous candidates there, and either one's very deserving of it.
How difficult was it for the team to move on from that Belcher situation?
I mean, look, it doesn't matter if, you know, what the scenario, you know, may be as far as if it, you know, was a family member, a friend, et cetera, anything like that happens that's tragic. It's always tough to move on from, to digest and find peace with and be able to find understanding in. So, you know, I think it's tough, but at the same time, you know, we got to find a way that's part of, you know, part of our job, and that's part of life is we're not always going to understand things, but we've got to find ways to, you know, learn from those sorts of situations and move forward.
Brady, you've had a good chunk of time to be the starter now, quite a few weeks in a row. How's that process been for you, and what do you think you need to get better at?
Well, I mean, clearly we just got to have better execution in the passing game. I mean, all the way around. Whether it's, you know, me as far as balls or decision making, you know, protection and catching balls. I mean, we've just got to find a way to, you know, execute better and to capitalize more on things down the field. You know, it's obviously been nice being able to have more consistency of being a starter each, you know, week in, week out. You know, so I think, again, you know, my goal is just to continue to try to get better with each week.
All right, Brady. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.